Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The Tar Heels are set up nicely for a very big win tonight in Charlotte. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. In the first of two crucial games this week, Carolina has the de facto home court advantage at the Spectrum Center. Their opponent is undefeated Florida, which is 10-0 and ranks 7th, above number 2 Auburn and number 6 Alabama, which both beat the Heels by double digits. The Gators have had a far softer schedule than Carolina, which has also lost to number 8 Kansas and number 20 Michigan State. The Tar Heels have the 8th hardest schedule in the country, while Florida is number 52 after playing 4 unranked Power Conference schools. The on-court matchup is also favorable for the Heels. Florida starts a 3-guard lineup, which, like Carolina, is the Gators' strength, with good, perhaps better, outside shooting. Their two best players are 6'3 senior Walter Clayton, averaging 19 points and shoots 92% from the foul line. Next highest scorer is 6'2 junior Elijah Martin, who averages 15 points. They should not be able to outscore R.J. Davis, Elliot Cadeau, and Seth Trimble. Up front, their leading rebounder with a 7 a game is 6'11 sophomore Alex Condon, who will not dominate the paint against Huber Davis's rotating and fresh postmen. Florida's second-best big man who does not start is a 6'10 sophomore who averages 5-plus points and 6-plus rebounds a game. The UNC bigs are combining for 15 boards per outing. The Gators shoot slightly better from the floor and three-point range, which can be attributed to average accuracy of late by Davis, Cadeau, and Trimble, all battling inconsistency early this season. Kate Tyson has shown he can help with more minutes to feel comfortable. Charlotte has always been the Tar Heels' second home, and a sellout is expected to provide a substantial advantage. This is a major game for them, almost a must-win, definitely their best shot to beat a top-10 Quad 1 team that will be the biggest victory of the season after a rough scheduling start. Both teams like to run and average 86 points per game, so it should be a contest at fast pace, which Carolina prefers, with a lot of noise in their favor. If the Tar Heels win, it will look very big because of Florida's record and ranking. Losing will be equally damaging. Coach Davis used the same starters for his first 7 games, but has since gone to a 4-guard lineup with 6'6 freshman Drake Powell and 6'8 transfer Van Allen Lubin inside. And at least against LaSalle, the Heels were more successful using all 5 players moving better, penetrating and passing to great ball screens and good looks. Hubert also introduced a full-court press, which he might test tonight and likely Saturday against 18th-ranked UCLA in New York City. Another Quad 1 game. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.